Good evening, folks, and welcome back into Bob's Victory Grill as you're listening live to SEC Recruiting with Barron and Bone, brought to you by Green Beverage Company, your local Anheuser-Busch distributor. I want to remind you, January is a great time because the locker room has all their sports coats and even their selected suits on sale. These fine tailored suits and coats will make you the most well-dressed man in the room every time. Alterations are also included just so you can make that perfect fit. Let Alex and the staff at the locker room match your new sport coat with a pair of slacks, shirts, and a tie that will give you a great look. The locker room offering the best in gentlemen's clothing since 1964. That's the locker room, located on 1218 University Boulevard South. Go in there and tell Alex and the gang that Barron and Bone sent you to get all dolled up. Now we'll be joined on that Mercedes, that Lee Automotive Mercedes-Benz hotline by 2015 offensive lineman out of Southside, Tyler Carr. Tyler, how you doing this evening, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing good.
How was things getting through the holiday and getting back into the swing of things?
Oh, it's been going good so far. You know, just trying to get back into the swing and say, working out and stuff.
Tyler Carr, four-star offensive lineman from Southside High School right outside of Gadsden. Tyler, Andrew Bone here. Thanks for joining us tonight. Four offers already for you: Alabama, Auburn, Georgia, Vanderbilt. Now, what was it like picking up those early offers, and how surprised were you that those offers came that early for you?
I worked hard for these offers. I think it was something that I knew, I was hoping that was coming for me, and I was fairly surprised when they came, but, like I said, it was just hard work that paid off, and I was real thrilled.
We have four offers so far. Tell us, who are some of the other schools besides Alabama, Auburn, Vanderbilt, and Georgia who have been showing a lot of interest in you so far?
Right now, I've been in contact with USC and Notre Dame and Arkansas a lot right now. Those are some big ones. I went to Nebraska's practice. I've been in contact with them since then. So, those are some other schools that are showing a lot of interest, and we'll see where it goes from here.
Well, I got a chance to see you last year at the Rivals Camp Series up in Birmingham, and then you came out to the Rivals Underclassmen Challenge out in Dallas during the summer. And I'll have to say that when I saw you during the spring and then when I saw you during the summer, it seemed like you had just completely changed. What do you kind of credit to, your growth as a player, and how far do you feel like you have come in the last year?
It's just a lot of hard work that's paid off. I've put a lot of hours into it. This was my first year as a full-time offensive lineman, and I feel like there was a, transition gap there. I felt like I was behind the eight ball a lot because a lot of these kids have been doing this since they were, in middle school, and I felt like, a lot of hard work had to go into it that summer, and so I feel like I've come a long way as a player, and, I think it proved itself out in Dallas, and, I feel like my skills were put on display best there.
Visiting with Southside offensive tackle Tyler Carr out of Southside, Alabama. Tyler, you got offers from Alabama, Auburn, and Georgia, as Bone mentioned, and one of those other offers that you've had has been from Vanderbilt with the recent coaching staff change. I know that things are always up in the air, but would you consider, I know your offers here in the Southeast, but would you consider heading up north there to State College and play for the Nittany Lions should they come a-calling?
I should. Penn State is it's very rich in its program in football and its history. And, I really liked Coach Franklin. Coach Franklin has, he drew me into Vanderbilt very well. And, I think I hate to do it again to Penn State. I really like his coaching style and his technique. So, Penn State is this one school that's got a lot of tradition, and I feel like if I'm going to come out of the SEC and come away from home, it's going to have to be to a school that I first, enjoy, and, I enjoy the coaching staff and, a program worth my while, and I think Penn State could possibly be that program. I know they're coming off of some suspensions and things, but, Penn State's got a promising future, and I know Coach Franklin's a good coach, so it'll be very interesting to see where they go in these next couple of years.
Well, I know a big part of your decision is going to be based on position coach and Herb Hand up at Vanderbilt. I'm sure you're kind of waiting to see what happens with Coach Hand. But out of these coaches that you've built relationships with already, is there one coaching staff or maybe a couple that you feel like you've maybe got a better relationship with, or do you have a good relationship with all of them?
I'd have to say that I've got a very good relationship with all of them for the most part. you know, Auburn's come around a lot, and, you know, I've been around Auburn a lot. And then so has Alabama. You know, I've really got to enjoy Coach Cristobal his first year here. And I've got to talk and sit with him and pick his brain a lot here lately. So I've really enjoyed both of his coaching staff, his staffs. And then, you know, Georgia's come by school several times. You know, they've got some great guys over there. I've really enjoyed them. And then, you know, again with Vanderbilt, it's just unsure of, you know, what Coach Hand's going to do. I think Coach Hand's had a great, you know, record at Vanderbilt and what he's done and helped turn that program around and what he's part of. You know, so it'll be very interesting to see if he stays or if he goes somewhere else. And, you know, but I've really enjoyed Coach Hand, and it'll be kind of interesting to see what happens from here on out.
Visiting with four-star offensive tackle from Southside High School, Tyler Carr. Tyler, when you're looking at style of play, and you've mentioned that several times, and you mentioned being able to talk with Mario Cristobal and kind of pick his brain, how much of it do you look at as technique being taught by an offensive line coach, and do you ever look at the running back potential that they have at the team, like who you're going to be blocking for?
You know, it's kind of hard to say. You know, there's always difference in running backs. Some come and go, and you never know who all is going to stay there, so you can't always base who you're going to be blocking for. But I guess technique is a very big part of offensive line, and you know, and that's very critical, especially the higher up you get and the you know, the more in depth it's going to get with it. So you know, technique is a very big thing, especially on the up front. And once you get to that level, everybody is on equal playing field. It's all about how hard you're willing to work and the little things like technique and how well, you know, you're willing to get in there. And I feel like coaching is a big part of that.
Well, with the major offers that you have so far, Tyler, is it possible that you could maybe end your recruitment rather earlier? Do you think you're going to take it all the way down to possibly signing day?
I'm looking to graduate early, so I'm possibly going to make a decision sometime, you know, maybe first couple of weeks of my senior season. You know, I'm not completely sold on what, you know, what day and time just exactly. That's still a good bit away, but I know that I will do it before signing day because I'm looking to enroll early and you know, competing for a certain spot at whatever school I choose.
Visiting with four-star offensive lineman out of Southside High School, Tyler Carr. Tyler, before we let you go this evening, we appreciate you joining us here at Bob's Victory Grill. You know, it's you, when you talk to younger guys in high school and you know, the receivers and the pretty players, you know, the receivers or running backs, you know what I'm talking about. They got guys that they look up to, Marshawn Lynch and
Julio Jones
and Russell Wilson, those kind of guys. But being an offensive lineman, I got to know, you got somebody that's your favorite player? Is he an offensive lineman, or do you go with one of the pretty boys?
Oh, no. It's been really hard to say what my favorite offensive lineman would be. You know, I've really enjoyed watching Fluker play, you know, with his just power and aggressiveness. And, you know, I've really enjoyed watching Quanjo play at Alabama also. He's, you know, he's... You know, the slap move that he's developed, and he's a very interesting player to watch. And then also Robinson out of Auburn, you know, he kind of popped up on Auburn and, you know, kind of, it was almost kind of an out of nowhere thing. And he just, you know, manhandled people. And so, you know, those three have really been just, you know, guys that I really like to watch and kind of, you know, pick up on techniques and pick up on, you know, new moves and things like that. So those are the three big ones right now.
All right, Tyler, man, before we let you go, do you got a front runner when it comes to recruiting, or are you still just kind of playing them all evenly?
I'm still playing them all even right now.
All right, brother. Well, hey, man, continue to work hard and just enjoy the process and, you know, always pay yourself first. Be sure and invest back in yourself in the weight room and everything else, and look forward to watching your career as you get older and make that decision where you're going to be playing your ball.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, right, Tyler.
Have a good one, Tyler. That's four-star offensive lineman out of Southside High School, Tyler Carr. And he's a guy you can tell he's a student of the game. He's talking about the slap move that Quanjo has. He mentioned picking the brain of Herb Hand and Mario Cristobal here at Alabama. And this is a kid that you get the feeling that it's going to come down to technique and where he feels like he can become the best offensive lineman.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, he's got some great offensive line coaches who are recruiting him that he's developed great relationships with. And the biggest thing about Tyler that I've seen out of him over the last several months that I've watched him almost a year now, Every time I've seen him, he's gotten better, and he's always striving to get better. His offensive line coach at Southside High School is Larry Rose, who is a former All-American offensive lineman for Alabama, and he's really helped him with his technique, his skills as an offensive lineman. I think he's going to continue to do that, continue to get better, and I can't see, I can't wait to see how much he grows over the next year, because I think he's definitely one of those elite players in the country.
Tyler says he's playing them all evenly right now. I know it's been far out, but you usually have a pretty good grasp on these kind of things. Would you say where you can see a lean, or is it truly evenly amongst all the hands?
Well, he certainly has a good relationship with these coaching staffs, and in my opinion, Tyler's probably going to end up staying in state. That's just my guess right now. I'm sure he probably doesn't want me saying that, but I think that he's really got a good relationship with the coaching staff down at Auburn, and also he's built a really good relationship with Coach Mario Cristobal. So I think he's going to end up coming down to those two in-state schools. Both of them are going to fight for his signature, and we'll see how it plays out. But certainly I think it's going to be an in-state battle. But you never know what's going to happen with some of these other schools. He really likes Georgia a lot, and he's going to continue to take some visits. And he has four offers right now, and I certainly think that the offer list is going to continue to grow, and I think he's going to take some other trips to maybe some other schools that aren't on the list. But when he gets ready to make that decision come next August or next September, whenever he gets ready to announce, I think it will come down to the two in-state programs.
That's Tyler Carr, four-star offensive lineman, Southside High School, visiting with us. Also, don't forget in hour number two, at that 8:30 hour, we'll be visited with soon-to-be, hopefully, Rivals 100, five-star linebacker maybe.
I think so.
Rashawn Evans, as he decides between Alabama and Auburn moving down the stretch. He'll be in town this weekend with his official visit, as well as a big guy, a big name, literally, quite literally, a big name, Matt Elam out of State of Kentucky. He'll be down here as well. Coming back on the other side of the break, we'll answer those questions on that Lee Automotive Mercedes-Benz hotline, 205-342-9904, and also to our Twitter interactions, as Twitter has run amok thus far. And it ought to be interesting tonight. We'll get to those on the other side of the break. You're listening to SEC Recruiting with Barron and Bone, brought to you by Green Beverage Company, your local Anheuser-Busch distributor.
Tide 99.1, Tuscaloosa's station for sports talk and the home of Alabama sports. The new Tide 99.1.